These Nuts.
Hey everyone, it's These Nuts. We are absolutely nuts about all things real estate. Whether you're buying, selling, or borrowing, we cover the topics that matter to you, and even the ones you didn't know you needed to be concerned with. We are your hosts,
Shane Hollenbach, nationally recognized mortgage lender,
and Jason Crittenden, one of the highest ranked realtors in all of Arizona.
Jason, why does that matter?
Well, because we have some advice, we have some experience, and we believe you should pay attention.
And do we have any promises?
We do. We'll keep it short and sweet. We'll pump out quality daily content covering real estate questions you've been dying to ask for about selling a home, buying a home, or how to get finance.
You have questions?
We have answers. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of These Real Estate Nuts. Today, it's just Jason on the mic. I wanted to talk a little bit about curb appeal for your listing. So I get this question a lot here in Phoenix, Arizona, in the United States. What should I do to spruce up my home? A lot of times it's followed by, I don't have a ton of cash. And so I've got six ways for you to spruce up your curb appeal for not a lot of money. In fact, each one of these will cost less than $200. So let's start with number one. Pressure wash the exterior of your home. So here in Phoenix, Arizona, we have a lot of dust in the desert. And so the homes get terribly dirty. And you might not really even notice it until you start to stare at it. The houses here are often tan and light browns. And then there's pop outs all around windows and around corners. And those just collect a ton of dust. And so go ahead and take your pressure washer if you have one. If you don't, then you can rent one. And go ahead and spray off all the windowsills, spray off the exterior of your home. When you do this, be careful not to remove paint. So there's a lot of stucco in the desert, painted stucco, and so you want to make sure you don't get up close and actually start removing paint from your house. So stand back, go ahead and spray around the house, around the door. You got to remember that when a buyer comes to your house, and we're going to talk a lot about this on this episode, they're going to go to a lockbox and start to remove the keys. Now, what are the buyers that are with them doing? Right. They have nothing to do but just start turning their heads left, right, up and down. They're actually just looking at the property, waiting for their agent to get that key to let them inside the house. So they're starting to notice things. And so you want to spray all around the door. Make sure you clean it up real good. There's a lot of crevices in typically in the doors, and there's going to be handles, all that kind of stuff. Let's just spray that up and get it looking really, really, really good because you want it to stand out. The approximate cost for that, if you had to rent one, is going to be somewhere between $80 and $120. And that is that is money well spent. Now, number two on the list today is going to be to freshen up your front door. Now, even if you live in an HOA, you can still paint the door the same color. Now, if you're not in an HOA, of course, and you're feeling a little daring and you really want to stand out, on the block, maybe go for like some kind of a cheery pastel hue, like a light green or orange pink, right? Bold colors are actually in right now, and they could make the difference between someone coming to your house or passing on it. It really is that big a difference. Now, you can't go wrong with a shiny new coat of a classic color like black or gray or red. And here in the desert, some shade of brown that will likely match your brown or your tan home, right? So doing it yourself, guys, look to spend somewhere around $50. So not a lot. It's not going to break the bank. Number three, let's put some planters asymmetrically placed on each side of the door. Now, really smart home stagers and landscapers, they rely very heavily on visual tricks to kind of draw a buyer's eyes to the right places, okay? So we want to draw them into that front door and into their brand new home. One of the biggest secrets is symmetry. If you have the room, okay, by your front door, anchor each side of the door with some potted plants, right? Full of like really, really beautiful bright flowers. Now, I recommend you don't use plastic containers here. Let's go ahead and splurge a little bit. Get some kind of a gorgeous ceramic or terracotta pot. And then you know, it kind of adds that special touch, right? And it gives that home that luxe factor. And you're probably going to spend somewhere, depending on the plot, on the pot and the plants, somewhere between $50 and $200. So not a ton of money, but really money well spent. It's a real, real cool look. Now, number four, literally roll out the welcome mat. So this one's really, really simple, and it doesn't cost hardly anything, but I recommend placing a brand new welcome mat out for your buyer. So when, again, your agent's fumbling for the keys and they're trying to get it out of the lockbox, they're looking left, right, up and down, they kind of see this brand new welcome mat that welcomes them to the house. It looks really great. Now, if your sale is happening over a holiday, I'd recommend something seasonal. So around Christmas, then maybe put out some kind of a winter theme. During fall, it's a great time to put out your Thanksgiving themes. So something like that. And I think it really adds a nice touch. You head to Target and you can score one of these between $10 and $20. So not a lot of money. I certainly recommend that you invest in that. Now, number five, let's plant some heavenly smelling plants along the walkway. So here in Arizona, I love plants like jasmine and honeysuckle. They're typically a hardy plant that are heat tolerant, so they work well here in the desert, but they also thrive in the shade. Now, in fact, especially jasmine, I've noticed if it gets too much direct sun, then it can really, really hurt it. You can plant these as bushes, as vines. You can make it as ground cover, so they're pretty versatile. And the sweet nectar of these plants, they bring hummingbirds, which I love. But of course, the fragrant smell when the buyers are walking over to view the home, I mean, right? These don't cost a ton. If you plant them yourself, you're looking at $25 to $125, depending on how big they are and how many you plant. And then number six, guys, let's mulch it up. Okay, now putting down fresh mulch in the front yard and around your gardens. I would add some easy to care plants, some cheap plants, but just add some really nice purples and greens, some beautiful colors to pop. It really does make a dramatic difference in your front yard. Mulch is your friend, okay? It not only brightens up the exterior of your home, but it can also keep the weeds down and it will fill in some bare spots in your lawn. Just make it look long-term kind of neat and tidy. So add some mulch around your plants for somewhere between $100 and $200, depending on how much. But guys, this is money well spent. I recommend you max it out and get as much mulch as possible and just add that beautiful, I like to use like a red mulch. It just really, really, really pops. So guys, that's our list. 1 through 6, pressure wash the exterior of your home. Freshen up your front door with a new coat of paint. Put planters asymmetrically on either side of the door. Literally, roll out the welcome mat, plant some heavenly smelling plants like jasmine or honeysuckle along your walkway, and finally, mulch it up. And that's that. Guys, stay tuned for another great episode coming to you tomorrow, and I appreciate you listening to us today.
And that's solid gold.
Yes, if you live in Arizona and you're looking to buy or sell or get a mortgage or refinance, we'd love to earn your business. Text LOAN to 602-975-2772 to reach Shane about buying or refinancing strategies. Text HOME to Jason at 602-975-2772 if you're looking to sell or buy in Arizona, or if you need a referral for out of state from my expansive national network. Guys, thanks for listening. Catch these real estate nuts on the flip side.